You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
South African pension funds should invest at least 0.5% of their monies into venture capital initiatives. That is the view of the CEO of Signia Asset Management, Magda Wierzyska. And for those that don't know who Signia Asset Management is at this point, they are one of the largest asset managers in South Africa that are currently the custodians of north of 400 billion rands in South African assets. We're going to take a look at this in a bit more detail with the company's CEO and see if we can make sense of this. I'm joined on the line now by Magda to take a look at these developments and see what we make of them. Auntie M, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is certainly one way to get venture capital investment increased in South Africa. What sparked this view?
Well, I have spent the last 7 years with one foot in South Africa, one foot in the UK. And the business I set up in the UK was is a venture capital business. So I've been quite involved in this field of seeding and providing capital to founders of businesses, to entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs. And, you know, what you see is in that kind of tier is that if you deploy enough capital into building up businesses, those businesses, the successful ones, become the job creators, become the disruptors, become the innovators, and provide this foundation to the growth of an economy. And this is, of course, what we are sadly lacking in South Africa. And, you know, it is sad to say that we have virtually no venture capital market in South Africa, i.e. no support and no capital support for founders of businesses. And, you know, I can speak from experience because 20 years ago, I was one of those founders and with no capital behind me and how difficult it was to build up a business. So my view is, you know, we should be making it simpler. And then where is the largest pool of capital that we could access? You know, clearly it's South African pension funds. And I am not talking about, you know, everyone talks about ESG investing. Well, how about investing back in South Africa? And I'm not talking about some huge, significant percentage of assets, not 0.5%. It really is insignificant, but could make enormous difference to the economy. So, you know, to me, it's a very simple equation, and I can even tell you how to achieve it.
Auntie M, this is a conversation you and I have definitely had in our private conversations around the state of venture capital in the South African landscape and what needs to be done to spur that on. You touched on the fact that this could potentially be a good catalyst for job creation, for economic growth. Can we take a look at how the introduction of new ventures and new businesses then starts to reshape how we see investable assets in South Africa?
100%. I mean, let's look at, and this is where I start. Let's look at two things. Let's look at our young demographics. So, yes, there are lots of unemployed people, but we've got very young demographics. And, you know, entrepreneurs of businesses are usually, and innovators are usually young people. It's not people in their 60s. So we've got this, you know, huge layer of young, innovative, ambitious people. You know, we also have, despite everything, we've got some of the leading universities in the world. And we don't need to be number one and compete with Harvard or Oxford. We have very, very good universities in the country. Pretoria, Stellenbosch, you know, UCT, Wits. And within those universities, you have IP being developed, which can then be commercialized by virtue of being taken out of universities, companies being built around that IP. So, you know, we have two things going for us. Ambition, innovation, education, young demographics. So why not, I mean, given the situation that South Africa is in with, you know, as we know, lack of job creation, lack of economic growth, we need to look at innovative solutions for building that economic foundation. And I can't think of anything simpler than supporting those innovative businesses going forward with some capital. And again, I'm not talking about a lot that pension funds would have to allocate.
Now, Auntie Em, you mentioned that you have a practical way to get this done and to get this off the ground. What would that entail, and how would we go about doing that if we are to start this conversation?
So, you know, it comes from two sides. Obviously, you have to have experienced people running venture capital funds, and you don't need a lot of venture capital funds. So that's one thing. And they do not have to be big teams of people, you know, and highly costly structures. But more importantly, how do you get capital into those funds? Very simply, you know, retirement funds in South Africa are already governed by Regulation 28, which basically means, you know, you've got restrictions on how much assets you can invest in equity, 75%, offshore, 45%. And that regulation is kind of imposed on retirement funds by National Treasury and FSCA. And that regulation talks to limits, maximum limits, and what you can't do rather than what you should do. So how simple would it be? And, you know, I hate to use the word prescription, so I'm going to use another word just now. How difficult would it be for National Treasury and FSCA to amend Regulation 28 to compel, but again, I'm going to amend that word just now, to compel retirement funds in South Africa to invest 0.5% in venture. But let me change that word from prescription, because everyone, you know, immediately sits up and goes prescription. You know, in the UK, because I've now had a lot of experience in venture in the UK, what the government did is they called in the largest pension funds in UK and got them to sign a commitment agreement where they committed to deploying 5% of the assets into UK innovation by 2030. So it is a compact rather than a prescription. And imagine the largest pension funds in South Africa doing exactly the same. And incidentally, those pension funds are all pension funds associated with SOEs, such as Eskom and Transnet. So how difficult would it be for National Treasury and FSCA to call the boards of trustees of those funds and say, guys, sign this pledge, which commits you to investing in, and, you know, let's forget 5 years. It's too long. I hate 5 years. You know, I'll be 61 by that stage, really. Let's commit to deploy that capital in the next 2 to 3 years into credible venture capital funds, which can support credible innovation in South Africa. It's a meeting and 2 weeks to change some paperwork. And another month to call all the boards of trustees together. We could be done in, you know, by Q1 2026, we could be there.
From someone who has walked this journey and built a business over the last 20 years and done it practically in South Africa, a strong message on how collaboration and just rethinking how we approach things could solve a lot of our problems. I think this is the perfect note to leave the conversation on. Thank you so much, Auntie Em, for those insights and for the time. Magda Wierzyska, the founder and CEO of Signia Asset Management, joining us to take a look at how we could transform asset management and venture capital in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.